and that hog was snapping at him, one of them ran up and shot him. But
heard that they actually can kill a man.
Oh, they can. They're vicious. You take up in the mountains of North Carolina where they have those wild boars, they're vicious things, especially if you get around where the young are. I had one, that wasn't a wild hog, jumped on me, knocked me down one day. I was squirrel hunting and I got too close to where she had pigs. And that sow made a lunge at me and knocked me down. Didn't bite me anything, but boy.
They're really vicious. I'd like to ask you more questions about the different kinds of meat later on, maybe about the hog meat. How about the chickens that you keep?
Oh, yeah. Had a chickens, guineas, turkeys, ducks.
Where did you keep the chickens?
Just turn them loose. Let them fend for themselves.
If you had a setting hen or chickens, would you keep her in a certain place?
Oh, I had a big chicken house with the nests, rows of nests down each side with the roosts in the middle.
Did you have a smaller place to keep them, keep the chickens separate, small chicks?
No, we just turned them loose. We had what we had out in the backyard was what my mother called a fattening coop. It was in two stories. And we always kept the chickens, these chickens to eat in this coop while we fed them. And as the top one would progress. See, the top coop was the oldest chickens, they were the fattest. And as they would slow down, you'd move them up, move these from the bottom up there. Frying sized chickens. And I remember one day we had a good friend in Mobile was named Abe. He ran a big liquor store. By the way, I have some of his jugs right there now. Abe was a big friend of our families, and one day during the hog killing day, of course, on hog killing day, all you had for lunch was spare ribs and backbones and liver and so forth. And just before lunch, Abe drove up in a buggy. This big, he was a Jew, 100% Jew. My mother said, oh, there's Abe, he can't eat all this pork and hog meat. And she told the cook, run out to the coop, fattening coop, quick, and get a couple of chickens and fry for Abe. So the cook go out there, killed two chickens and had them all fixed. And Abe didn't touch chickens. He was greedy from one end to the other with spare ribs. And we thought, he didn't touch the chicken. I thought that was ridiculous, that you sitting there eating that hog meat. He said, sure, said I. He said, I haven't got that much religion.
Enjoyed it. the hen nest of eggs, you would call, you have to remember the hen that would sit on, be on the nest.
Yeah, she's a setting hen.
And
it marked the eggs, always marked the eggs. My grandmother would take the egg and a pencil and mark them all the way around. I can still mark that egg just like she did. The kids to tell them from the fresh eggs, you know. You know, sometimes a hen might drop a long leg in the nest. But she'd mark these eggs with a pencil, put 12 or 15 eggs under each hen. And we had little cups for them at night to go in, little egg cups. Built like a little A, and little cups all out in the yard. And of course, when the hen was first hatched, you'd put her in that coop and shut her up for maybe a day. And so she'd get used to that particular coop. And at night, she'd go back there with the chickens, and she'd let the door down at night. So they...
How about to feed the hogs? You pen them up only to fatten them.
Just to fatten.